But really, you know, I felt like that it was a good time for me to make a decision to go to the NFL. It was always a dream of mine. And I feel like I prepared well and I had my mindset ready to make that move. I feel like I proved enough. You know, I had a solid season, and you know, I have a lot more I can improve on, but I feel like I got to get potential and ability to continue my career in the NFL.
Coach, what
I feel like it was a combination of things. I feel like I was blessed with the opportunity to start, and you know, I just ran with that. You know, I worked hard in off season and did what I had to do to become the best player I could be. I always knew I had it in me, so it was not a surprise to me. Oh, I talked to Plex a little bit. I didn't get a chance to talk to him since the Super Bowl, but he showed a lot of determination in that game. I was very proud of him. Right. I think so, yeah. I think we have a good prowess with receivers coming out of Michigan State. I was just under 6'2", and I weighed in at 216. Yeah, Drew Rosenhaus. Oh, man, they let me slip out of Ann Arbor. You know, I had to go to junior college, and once I got out of there, Michigan State came and found me and brought me back home. So, oh, I wanted to, but I was no. I'm a proud Spartan, though. I went to Coffeyville, Kansas. Coffeyville, yep. It was a great issue. I had enough offers to make a decision, but I just couldn't. I was a non-qualifier out of high school.
And then you played 1 year
at JC. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
What about that 1 year?
No, I guess since I went to JC, they didn't want to have anything to do with me, so I was happy going to Michigan State.
What'd you learn from the experience of having to go to junior college?
Oh, it made me grow up real fast, you know. Obviously, school, I didn't do good enough in high school, and I had to grow up with that aspect of my life and turned up on the grades, and I did a lot better, so it allowed me to get to Michigan State, and I was very happy about that. I think it's a good thing for me. You know, I think I bring a good quality to the kick return game, and it's a strong point in my game, and I'm very proud of that. Excuse me? No, I graduated from Plymouth Canton. It's been a good experience, you know, just going through the process of, you know, what you have to do to get into the NFL. It's amazing, so I'm just blessed to be here. Yeah, I feel real good about the program. Mark D'Antonio came in and switched things around, and our mentality's changed, and a lot of guys have the effort now just to do their best, and I think it's going to be a very prosperous program.
Is it tough being in the state of Michigan with Michigan football being so dominant, or do you guys feel like maybe you're catching up there?
Oh, I feel definitely we're catching up. I think we can surpass them soon enough. You know, we just got to get the right nucleus together and just keep recruiting. I feel we're going to be fine. Oh, it was cute, but I have no comment on that. I feel like, you know, my toughness and my eagerness to play, you know, I run hard after the catch, and I feel like I'm just a very dominant player. Things I need to work on, you know, I just, you know, overall just route running and pretty much just knowledge of the game, I feel like is my main things.
I know there's a lot of talk about some bigger receivers in the NFL, and you know, you may not be 6'5".
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I feel like I'll be able to be just fine. Oh, really? You know, I think my strength is my power. You know, I feel like that's a great strength of mine. I can manipulate the DB and, you know, go up for the ball also. And I'm a very aggressive receiver, so I feel like all my potential is real good. Yeah, I met most of them. It was a couple of ones I haven't met. I haven't met Mushin, but I met Ryzen Plexico. Mason, I haven't met him either. Haven't met Charles. I couldn't get through to him, but I tried to call him. I'm sure he's a busy man after the Super Bowl. Yeah.
What's the interview process been like for you? Is it what you expected, or is it a little intimidating?
it's not too bad. You know, I had my share up in Michigan State, so it's not too bad, but it's a good feeling. Oh, this is actually my first one since I've been down here, so I'm getting. Oh, the team interviews. You know, they ask you all kinds of stuff. They want to get to know you personally, and just ask you, you know, about your background and everything. And just, you know, just gotta be truthful and tell them everything about yourself. I had six teams. I met with six teams yesterday. Yeah. It's Miami, Dallas, the Raiders, the Bills, the Ravens. Did I leave anyone out? That's five. And yeah, busy man. That's one more I can't. Yes. It was about, I think it was 10 inches and a quarter or something like that. Hey, I'm excited wherever I go. That'd be kind of nice to be back home, you know. So we'll see if they get another receiver. That'd be wild. Hopefully at the top, you know, towards the top of the draft class. I feel like I'm got a good capability to be one of the top receivers chosen, so I'm excited about that. You know, hopefully late first round, in the mid, you know, that area. So that's what I'm working for. Any way to get the ball, it'd be fine with me. So I wouldn't be mad at that. When I look at guys, when I look at the NFL, I really like Anquan Boldin. You know, his toughness, he catch the ball in tough areas and make things happen after the catch. You know, I kind of like his style.